T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We got folks still holding out hope on Vic Beasley, man. All pro in 2016. Mm-hmm. Can't seem to crack more than 6 sacks. Past couple of years since then. Last year, he's back at 5. 2017, he's back at 5. He's a no-show. We opened up this hour talking about Tack McKinley.
Yep.
And he's someone else who also needs to improve his technique and get to the quarterback. Coach Dan Quinn already said, listen, we out here working. I want to work with him. He's there. He may not be all that nice to the media with his one word, I'm good, answers.
But he is there.
But he is there.
He's on the grass.
Vic Beasley is not there.
Yep.
And we hear about this every single year. And it's not an issue or a problem that is exclusive to the Falcons. You have minicamp. You have OTAs. Some of them are voluntary. Some of them are mandatory. Big stars will miss mandatory camp. We had a player in Le'Veon Bell who basically missed an entire season and didn't show up because of contractual issues. He wanted to get paid what he thought that he was worth.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, when we boil down to what the Falcons are currently facing, there's no Julio Jones, superstar. There's no Grady Jarrett, superstar. Okay? But when you talk about Vic Beasley, this is someone who needs to have a big year because this season will help dictate what happens with the rest of his career. Is he still going to be a Falcon? Does he go on this year and raise his value for another team to pick up? So there's so many different options there, and he needs to prove that he was worthy of being taken 8th overall in the 2015 NFL draft. Vic is going to turn 27 years old. It's not like he's all that young of a player. He's entering into his prime. He's in his prime, and we want to see improvement. So that begs the question, why do we have OTAs? We know we need the younger players there. We know we do need veterans there to help lay the groundwork for what they're going to do and help build the team and start building camaraderie. But it's just a tricky situation, especially from a fan's perspective. We heard from Danny. He's like, hey, that was what Tack McKinley did was one of the most disrespectful things I've ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he's turned off as a fan. What do star players not showing up? What does that say to the team? What does that say to the fans? What does that say to the organization? Dan Quinn hasn't come out and said, hey, I'm kind of just mad through the roof that Vic isn't here. But we know he's not happy he isn't. It's a tricky situation with these OTAs.
It's tricky, but, you know, when I played in Pittsburgh, Troy never really showed up to OTAs. It wasn't a big deal for us because we knew what we were going to get from Troy 16 weeks throughout the regular season.
Mr. Polamalu, one of the greatest ever.
You know, Troy, if you're not there, we're not tripping. That's 43. He is a made man, similar to what we're seeing in Atlanta with Julio. Okay, and then Grady, even though he signed his franchise tag, no one thought Grady would really be there. And if he's not there, it's not a big deal because Grady has really set that line of consistency to where we're not questioning what he would give, what he will give in 2019. Vic Beasley, you can't say the same. Many feel like he got lucky in 2016 with those sacks.
Do you really get lucky with?
I mean, every now and then a dog can get a bone or two. You know that. I mean, you go in some neighborhoods, you see some dogs that don't have any homes. They might find a dog, a bone, maybe a little some meat or something like that. They just stumble across it. It happens.
Just by accident, well, 15 and a half sacks.
And then since then, what has he done?
5 and 5.
So you tell me, what do you believe is more of a reality, 16 and a half or 5 and 5?
Oh, I'd be happy. I'd take 10 sacks. I'd take 9.
But
I'd take
what
10.
What player do you believe he is? He's more of that 16 and a half sack player or 5 and 5? What do you believe?
I mean, we don't have too many Reggie Whites running around out here.
So he's more of a 5 and 5, a 5 sack guy. Right.
I would peg him for his talent and where he was taken in the draft and what he's shown in that one season. Is it an aberration? Absolutely. Man, we don't see players go out there and hit us with 15 and a half, 16 sacks every single season. But I certainly peg him in having more talent than five. Go out there and play.
My thing is this. Vic Beasley, this is an important year. This is an important year for the franchise. This is an important year for Dan Quinn. Dan Quinn came out on record before the NFL draft basically saying, I'm going to work hands-on with Vic Beasley. And this is very, very important as far as the timing they have available to be able to work hands-on. One of the biggest knocks about Vic Beasley and his inability to be productive, he has no pass rushing moves. So with Speed. That being said, you just can't try to run around these offensive linemen. Establish some type of moves. This is the best opportunity to do so. This is OTAs. You have, what, 8 practices. Every practice you can work on something different to see exactly how effective it could be and to see how comfortable you are in doing these new moves. We're hearing he's staying away from any team-related activities to work by himself alongside Bud Dupree. Now, I'm a Pittsburgh Steeler at heart. Played there. I watched their games religiously. Bud Dupree, he's an okay player, similar to Vic Beasley, outside of not having that 16 and a half sack season.
Yeah.
Bud Dupree has not lived up to the billing either. So me personally, as a fan or as a part of the Falcons organization, okay, Vic, you're staying away from team-related activities to train on your own, but you're working out with Bud Dupree. You're not working out with the likes of Aaron Donald, Von Miller, you know, guys that we believe are
top of the game.
DeMarcus Lawrence's of the world. I mean, so many top elite pass rushers, the J.J. Watts of the world. You're working out with Bud Dupree. So now I was already feeling some way, and I'm just talking if I was a part of the Falcons organization or if I was a diehard Falcons fan. I'm a fan because I'm here in Atlanta, and I love supporting the hometown teams. But if you were a diehard fan, similar to the caller we had that was supporting the Falcons for over 50 years.
Danny's like, I'm done.
You mean to tell me you're staying away and you're a guy that needs all the reps you can get. Repetitions, they are needed for inconsistent players, JL, but you're staying away to work out with Bud Dupree.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.